This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know this already that I don't even think we have to have the discussion anymore, but yeah, we're never going to do that. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today's Friday, April the 12th of 2024, day 103. Third of the year, and only 263 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Rio.
Yeah, that's how it goes, hanging out with the USA people, the UK people, and the Canadian people, all kinds of fun stuff. You know, when we do the USA portion, it's really kind of more of a North America type of thing, but I guess we can leave that for a different conversation. Yeah, you know, I keep on planning on how we're going to be doing some of our broadcasting over the next little bit, so I have to tell you, we got some trips coming up. We got some things that are happening. We got some things that we're going to be open to public stuff where you can go in from a public standpoint. You can come and see what the hell we're doing, which is pretty exciting when I start thinking about all this stuff. So should I start talking about what it is first that we're doing, or does it even matter? So let's talk about this. The next in-person event, this is in-person, that will be open to the general public, that will be speaking. Well, let me not say speaking out, because that's not going to be accurate. Where we'll be broadcasting from is Energy Safety Canada towards the end of this month. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting. I think, what is it? It's not that Monday. See, I when I start talking about stuff, I should have dates ready opposed to just blabbing and jabbing here. So we're going to be going from Energy Safety Canada. That starts on the 30th, and we'll go 30th, May 1st, May 2nd. So 30th, May 1st, May 2nd at Energy Safety Canada. So it's going to be some fun times. Now, listen, we'll do some interviews with some speakers that are there. That's going to happen in real time. And then once we get outside of that, I never know what happens with this show. You know, this show that we have going on. By the way, Freeform Friday, so you're going to notice that we're going to go all over the place in regards to what we have going on. You know, if you're new here, I guess let me explain what we do. We talk about safety, and we talk about the news, and we talk about news and safety. On Fridays in particular, we kind of go all over the place. And when I mean all over the place, I mean we talk a little bit about everything, where we're talking about this and that and the other, and we never know where exactly the conversation is going to end up, because it's an important one in regards of what is going on. So there you go. Just information purposes. Okay? So Energy Safety Canada, that's going to be happening in Banff. Yeah, Banff. If you haven't been out there, woo, you need to go. So more information, you go to the Energy Safety Canada website, figure out what's going on. A plethora of speakers going on right there. It's actually going to be keynoted by Sydney Decker. So if you have not had the opportunity to see him in person, strong recommendation in doing so. Anyways, if you want to interact with the show, simple process. Go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. That'll get everything moving and grooving for you. As we go through our process of things, when you get there, video, audio, and text messaging. Text messaging is a preferred option. Now, some people will say, but aren't you available on social media? Yeah, we're available on social media. But the problem is that we don't really look at a lot of those things until the end of what is going on. Just the reality of what is happening. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what in the hell was trending in the overnight? Because, hey, why not?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. A tight economy has led to a record consumer credit default, and an Idaho woman lays down the law. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, what is it? Shohei Ohtani has been cleared of wrongdoing with the and Hot Felons. Jeremy Weeks is releasing a memoir. A reboot for a horror classic is in the works, and a highly anticipated Harry Potter series is getting closer to production. Also, Prince Harry says that the bills at mental health pays the bills at a mental health panel. I'm not sure what that means, but I told it to you because the information was there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's get into some feature story news, because we're going to talk about what the hell was going on with the news cycle, because that's going to be important. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The UK and other Western nations are urging Iran to show maximum restraint as it insists it will retaliate against Israel. Tehran has signalled an attack in response to a strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. UK Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says he is concerned about the potential for miscalculation. Opposition Labour's Shadow Armed Forces Minister Luke Pollard says the situation is precarious.
Escalation is something that is deeply distressing and will put the region into a real spiral where innocent civilians will be the ones who suffer the most. And I think it is important that the West, as much as possible, speaks with one voice so Iran can be in no doubt that escalation in this respect is something that they should not be going down.
A Portuguese man's become the first European citizen jailed under the China-backed national security legislation in Hong Kong. Wong Kin Chung was arrested in 2022 for posting pro-independence and anti-China material online. Portuguese officials say they've been denied access to him since his detention under the controversial law. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is again denying that his government's using federal machinery to crack down on the opposition ahead of national elections. Rejecting the charge, he says the government will not stop acting against the corrupt. Priyata Prajabasi reports from New Delhi.
Mr. Modi said eliminating corruption has been a key priority of his government and that he's committed to taking the strictest action against the corrupt. Modi's comments come in the midst of an election season where leaders have attacked his government over the arrest of prominent opposition politicians like Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren over corruption charges. Opposition alleges that federal agencies are acting on the orders of the government to cripple rival parties and create an unequal playing field in the elections that start next week, a charge that Mr. Modi has denied. Priyata Brajbasi in New Delhi.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is vowing to reform state affairs following his party's crushing parliamentary election defeat this week. The ruling PPP's loss to the opposition Democratic Party is a major blow to Yoon's administration, as Chris Gilbert reports.
President Yoon says he humbly accepts the will of the South Korean people and will work to reform the state to stabilize the economy and enhance people's livelihoods. Several members of the PPP have resigned, including the Prime Minister Han Duck-soo and three presidential aides. The party says to take responsibility for the defeat. Yoon Suk-yeol inherited a minority parliament when he became president in 2022 and is now said to become the first South Korean leader to complete a five-year term as a lame duck with no control over the National Assembly. But while the opposition strengthened their grip on the House, they failed to secure a two-thirds majority, which would have empowered them to veto Yoon's executive decisions and even impeach the president.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the extraordinary words of the wife of one of Russia's most prominent political prisoners. Yevgenia Karamurza is battling to secure the release of her husband Vladimir from the Kremlin's gulag. He was arrested exactly 2 years ago and is serving a 25-year sentence for treason and other entirely false charges.
I know what my husband is fighting for. As his wife, this is not my duty, but this is something that I will always do. I will stand by him. As a mother of three children, I need to show them an example of what it means to fight for someone you love. And as a Russian citizen, I have the responsibility to do everything in my power to stop the regime, to stop the aggression against Ukraine, and to stop repression in Russia, which means bringing closer the day when the regime in the Kremlin collapses. I believe that the best way I can help my husband is by continuing his work, being the voice of all those political prisoners in Russia, his work on calling for sanctions against human rights violators, his work calling Vladimir Putin illegitimate ruler. So that war cannot stop now that he's in prison, and the best way I can help him now is becoming a voice for him.
She says she worries that her husband will, like Alexei Navalny, eventually die in prison, given Vladimir Putin's determination to silence his critics at all costs. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Western nations are urging Iran to show maximum restraint as it insists it will retaliate against Israel. A Portuguese man's become the first European citizen jailed under the China-backed national security laws in Hong Kong. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's denying his government's using federal machinery to crack down on opposition ahead of elections. And South Korea's president's vowing state reforms after a crushing parliamentary election defeat. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later? Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out here doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. There is no doubt about that. So there you go. Anyway, so let's get started in regards of the information of what we have going on for today. So let's get into the shit list because that is what we need to do. The Federal Reserve reports that the credit card delinquency have reached the highest level since it began studying the metric. Yeah, you heard me. The highest level. Okay, at the end of the year, 3.5% of credit card borrowers had past due balances. 1 in 10 credit card holders keep a balance. Are you ready for this? Of $5,200, while 1 in 4 have carried a balance just over $2,000, an all-time high. On the flip side, a third still pay in full the balance every month. By the way, credit card companies refer to you as a deadbeat because that means that you're paying them in full, so they're not making any money off of you. This is all according to Bloomberg. So what do you think here? What are you seeing? Like what is going on in your neck of the woods? Let me ask the important question. Get a little bit closer. What is going on in your financial standpoint? Because that's going to be the interesting thing. Like, what are you carrying, not carrying, and all that fun stuff? It always makes it an interesting concept on how those things do happen. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other things. Three marooned fishermen use one of the oldest tricks in the book to get a rescue off of a tiny, uninhabitable island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They laid out palm fronds to spell help on a white sand beach. This is not a joke. The three men believed that to be brothers whose identities have not been released, left on Easter Sunday from Micronesia for a fishing expedition. When they didn't return as scheduled, the family members reported them missing. The U.S. Coast Guard in Guam and the Navy dispatched search missions. Eventually, a recon plane flew over an area and spotted the distress signal. While rescue teams assembled, teams dropped food and a shelter supplies for the men. On Tuesday, a Coast Guard crew successfully rescued the men, who say that their boat motor was damaged in the ocean swells, forcing them onto the small coral island. And get this, just 4 years ago, another group of boaters was rescued from the same beach after spelling out SOS the white sand beach. This is according to USA Today. So let's talk about this. You know, if you like fishing, that's your gig. I mean, I'm not going to complain here about what you like because, you know, what you like is what you like. Me personally, you know, going on some fishing expedition and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to take a risk here of doing some stuff that I'm not 100% sure. That's a little crazy. a little crazy for me.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, locals near the Pacotage Lake Dam in Utah are keeping their eyes on a crack on the 60-foot structures. Official fear that the dam could break open at any moment and have alerted about 1,800 nearby residents. They may need to evacuate on a very short notice. Concerned citizens gathered at a town hall Wednesday night to receive the instructions and the information on the procedures to get them out of Dodge. In the meantime, crews are working to drain parts of the reservoir on the other side of the dam to alleviate the pressure. Investigators believe that the massive ice sheet pressing against the dam created the pressure that forced the water through the crack. This is according to the Associated Press. Now, think about this real quick. If you're the investigator on this, what exact information did you find? And how did you make this determination? Because I'm always intrigued by the determination on how people look at these things and go, well, I figured out what the problem is, and this is the problema. So when you hear that, what do you think? Would you be able to crack this in probably terrible choice of words, but would you be able to give consideration on what is the problem? I'm just asking. So there you go. Anyways, take a listen to this. Another bulldog bandit has struck, though perhaps inadvertently, this time in a suburb of Seattle where a dog owner says that three French bulldogs in his van when a thief stole them. John Whitley says that he was on the way back from a vet office and of all places when he stopped to fill up. While he was inside at the register, someone made off with the vehicle. Police say that they have since recovered the van, but no signs of the dogs or the hundreds of dollars worth of food that Whitney had purchased. There was also evidence of drug use in the van. Whitney's wife, Elsie, says that the dogs are on a specialized medication and two are recovering from surgery, adding that the dogs are microchipped and she is hopeful that they will be reunited if they are left at a shelter. This is according to KIRO7. So why are these French bulldogs so importante to some people? I look at it and I go, why is it that we're seeing or hearing about so many? I mean, you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about one where the person all of a sudden, it was kind of a little crazy. And when I say a little crazy, I'm talking about from the standpoint that the person had jumped on top of a car and was being kind of pulled down the roadway in regards of getting everything set up. Meaning, okay, you just took my dog, I chased you down, I hopped on the car and the person kept on driving. It was kind of crazy to hear the story. So what's so special about the French bullies? I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I understand they're a cute dog, but man, that seems a little extreme in regards of you stole a van while somebody was paying. I mean, I guess you, hold on. Isn't Washington? No, it's Portland. It's Portland in New Jersey. Or not Oregon and New Jersey that have the people that actually pump the gas for you or did at some point. Okay, there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. An 85-year-old woman fatally shot a masked intruder in her Idaho home. What many are calling one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation. Christine Jenna and her son, who is disabled, were asleep on March the 13th when Derek Condone broke in around 2 a.m. after hitting her in the head. Condone handcuffed Christine to a wooden chair in the living room, all while holding her at gunpoint. While Condone searched the home for valuables, Christine dragged herself, still cuffed to the chair, back to her bedroom, grabbed a .357 Magnum revolver. This is getting hairy here. In his search of the home, Condone discovered that the other person must have been sleeping. Well, Christine's son was sleeping and became enraged, threatening to kill them both. It was at that moment that Christine said that she knew that she had to shoot him. Condone returned fire, hitting her multiple times in the stomach, leg, and chest. Condone died at the scene while Christine was taken to the local hospital, and she has since then been released and is recovering at her home. with the Idaho self-defense law, the Birmingham County Sheriff's Office said that the prosecutors are calling the shooting a clear-cut example of self-defense and justifiable homicide. This is according to the New York Post. So here's where I'm confused. Couple things. Number one, why is the New York Post reporting something out of Idaho? I mean, let's start off with that. But man, exactly how were you handcuffed to a wooden chair? Because here's the thing, and you know, this one might get me a little bit in trouble, but we can talk a little bit about it. Why do people get, when they start talking about history, you never really know what happens. It's somebody's version of a story. So she's giving you the version of what happened. And I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent. She did go through something. But explain this to me, because I want to understand this. It's like, how did this all go down? It's an interesting concept. There is no doubt there. So let's continue going. Let's talk about this one real quick. So there was a pretty, I'm not going to say a big death, but it was, I guess, a death that was making the rounds yesterday. But O.J. Simpson has died. He passed away on, well, I guess it wasn't yesterday. It was Wednesday. He passed away on Wednesday in Las Vegas after a battle with prostate cancer. Simpson was a former NFL great, stood trial for a double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 90s. This was a huge news story. I want to say it was like 94, 95. Don't hold me to the dates exactly. But yeah, that was all over the place. He was 76 at the time of his passing. So there you go. O.J. Simpson. And I mean, I'll tell you, the memes that were out yesterday, at least, you know, going around, there was some harsh stuff out there. I mean, I'm not justifying anything. I'm just saying. Because, you know, we live in that country, innocent until proven guilty. So there you go. What do you mean? Okay, I'll push it. Jeez, man.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So sensitive around here. Anyways, the Dow, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow was mostly flat on the day yesterday, closing around 38,459. The S&P gained about 38 points to close at 5,199, and the NASDAQ increased by $271 to close at 16,442. West Texas Intermediate closed at $85 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $90 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.63 on Thursday. And Bitcoin ticked up slightly on the day, Thursday trading just under $70,500 in the evening. There was more than 5,055 flights delayed into and out of the United States on Thursday, and more than 344 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $120 million jackpot or a $55.8 million cash payout. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for a $46 million jackpot or a $21.5 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, I guess now is the time to do so. So there you go. You can do that today. So let's talk about some things. What do we want to talk about? Should we talk about the investigators? Yeah, let's do this. Investigators have concluded that the baseball player Shohei Ohtani was not involved with the translator gambling activity, according to the law enforcement sources. Misasura and Otami's longtime translator and close friends gambled away $4.5 million and claimed that the ball player helped cover the debt. An investigation launched last month found that Ohtani was completely in the dark over the gambling debt and that Misasura embezzled millions from him. Misasura was charged with a federal bank fraud on Thursday. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. This is according to the New York Times and the AP Press. So there you go. I mean, embezzling money from someone, that does not sound like a fun time. So there you go. There you go. What else do we have? French Montana says that Taylor Swift turned down $9 million offer to perform at the UAB, the United Arab Emirates. The rapper shared a screenshot of the text from someone who offered him $1 million to perform and another person whose name he censored to perform for $9 million. No word on why Swift turned down the offer, though it's not like that she needs the extra cash. This is according to Vlad TV. I mean, I'm not being a punk here, but I would imagine for her, $9 million for a performance is kind of not enough. No, seriously, not enough.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The photos of Kate Beckinsale posted on Instagram from her hospital stay have been deleted. The actress never shared why she was in the hospital, nor updated fans on when or if she's being released. Comments included those of fellow celebs on her recent post have also been limited. No word why. So that gets interesting. I'm just saying. Also, in some other news, 40-year-old felon Jeremy Weeks is ready to tell his stories. Weeks, who rose to fame in 2014 when his mugshot went viral, is set to release a memoir, Model Citizen, the autobiography of Jeremy Meeks, this September. Speaking about the process of putting his story on paper, Meeks said that he feels it beyond blessed to be able to share it. This is according to People Magazine. So here's my question, because I want to know this. Will this be a picture book? No. I want you to hear. I mean, I know it's a rough one, but I want to share this. Is it a picture book? And the reason that I ask if it's a picture book, because look, if people were so in love with his mugshot, what are you going to do to keep people's attention? No. I'm just asking.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so listen to this. Rumor is that Todd Chrisley won't be able to pay his $755,000 judgment made against him. His attorney, Jay Sergeant, tells TMZ that the former reality star does not have the funds right now to make the hefty payment, which was handed down after Chrisley was convicted of defamation against the Georgia Department of Revenue investigator. More importantly, Chrisley owes the government $17 million from his own bank fraud case. They won't be paid anytime soon either, as Chrisley is currently serving 12-year sentence for those fraud charges. 12 years. Hey, now. So there you go. Let me tell you this one real quick because I want to share this with you. Remember how we were talking about earlier that there was a horror franchise reboot? Well, let me tell you which one it is. The reboot is, well, it's the Blair Witch Project. It's reportedly in the works 25 years after the original film debut. No plot details are known, though. The producer of Jason Blum tells Variety reports that they want to reintroduce the horror classic for a new generation. The Blair Witch Project follows the disappearance of three student filmmakers who are shooting a documentary on the local legend known as the Blair Witch in the woods of a town in Maryland. It racked in about $248.6 million in the box office when it originally came out, and a lot of people thought that it was a true story. I'm not joking. I guess we were so gullible back then, back in the 90s. Anyways, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we do that thing that we normally do around this time.
Our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
That computer did not like how I touched it.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The UK and other Western nations are urging Iran to show maximum restraint as it insists it will retaliate against Israel. Tehran has signalled an attack in response to a strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. UK Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron says he is concerned about the potential for miscalculation. Opposition Labour's Shadow Armed Forces Minister Luke Pollard says the situation is precarious.
Escalation is something that is deeply distressing and will put the region into a real spiral where innocent civilians will be the ones who suffer the most. And I think it is important that the West, as much as possible, speaks with one voice so Iran can be in no doubt that escalation in this respect is something that they should not be going down.
A Portuguese man's become the first European citizen jailed under the China-backed national security legislation in Hong Kong. Wong Kin-chung was arrested in 2022 for posting pro-independence and anti-China material online. Portuguese officials say they've been denied access to him since his detention under the controversial law. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is again denying that his government's using federal machinery to crack down on the opposition ahead of national elections. Rejecting the charge, he says the government will not stop acting against the corrupt. Priyata Prajabasi reports from New Delhi.
Mr. Modi said eliminating corruption has been a key priority of his government and that he's committed to taking the strictest action against the corrupt. Modi's comments come in the midst of an election season where leaders have attacked his government over the arrest of prominent opposition politicians like Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren over corruption charges. Opposition alleges that federal agencies are acting on the orders of the government to cripple rival parties and create an unequal playing field in the elections that start next week, a charge that Mr. Modi has denied. Priyata Brajbasi in New Delhi.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol is vowing to reform state affairs following his party's crushing parliamentary election defeat this week. The ruling PPP's loss to the opposition Democratic Party is a major blow to Yoon's administration, as Chris Gilbert reports.
President Yoon says he humbly accepts the will of the South Korean people and will work to reform the state to stabilise the economy and enhance people's livelihoods. Several members of the PPP have resigned, including the Prime Minister, Han Duck-soo, and three presidential aides. The party says to take responsibility for the defeat. Yoon Suk-yeol inherited a minority parliament when he became president in 2022 and is now said to become the first South Korean leader to complete a five-year term as a lame duck with no control over the National Assembly. But while the opposition strengthened their grip on the House, they failed to secure a two-thirds majority, which would have empowered them to veto Yoon's executive decisions and even impeach the president.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the extraordinary words of the wife of one of Russia's most prominent political prisoners. Yevgenia Karamurza is battling to secure the release of her husband Vladimir from the Kremlin's gulag. He was arrested exactly 2 years ago and is serving a 25-year sentence for treason and other entirely false charges.
I know what my husband is fighting for. As his wife, this is not my duty, but this is something that I will always do. I will stand by him. As a mother of three children, I need to show them an example of what it means to fight for someone you love. And as a Russian citizen, I have the responsibility to do everything in my power to stop the regime, to stop the aggression against Ukraine, and to stop repression in Russia, which means bringing closer the day when the regime in the Kremlin collapses. I believe that the best way I can help my husband is by continuing his work, being the voice of all those political prisoners in Russia, his work on calling for sanctions against human rights violators, his work calling Vladimir Putin illegitimate ruler. So that war cannot stop now that he's in prison, and the best way I can help him now is becoming a voice for him.
She says she worries that her husband will, like Alexei Navalny, eventually die in prison, given Vladimir Putin's determination to silence his critics at all costs. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Western nations are urging Iran to show maximum restraint as it insists it will retaliate against Israel. A Portuguese man's become the first European citizen jailed under the China-backed national security laws in Hong Kong. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's denying his government's using federal machinery to crack down on opposition ahead of elections. And South Korea's president's vowing state reforms after a crushing parliamentary election defeat. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there. Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefit Fields of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good.
On Radio.
Up, live free, everybody live free, everybody.
44 minutes past the top of the hour. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM and Radio Big. Yeah, we are still doing our thing. Well, you're taking a listen real quick to this little song called Live Free by Ghost Machines. Yeah, songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. Talking about new music, there was some plethora of stuff yesterday that came out, if you were taking a looksy-ooksie. So there you go. Anyways, we are still hanging out here. What do you think? We would like to thank our good old friend Ghost Machines for allowing us to play this here. No doubt about that. So some stuff always going on inside of here. Okay. Let's get back into the move in the groove of this. Thanks to Ghost Machines for showing us how to live free. Okay, so let's get back into it. Yeah, Freeform Friday is still going on. I always love it because it seems like on Fridays, I get a good chunk of messaging where people are like, I'm totally lost on what's going on. It's okay. It's freeform, meaning that we get to do a little bit of everything. I get to talk a lot about stuff that we normally don't get to talk about. So there you go. There you go. So some stuff going on right there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we talk about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you about? And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help, far right hand side of the website. Once you get there, you'll see there'll be information for addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. So go right there, take a look at what they have to offer, because there's all kinds of stuff. Talking about some things that are coming up inside of the world here, let's talk about a couple of different show thingos with To Write Love on Her Arms. If you are in, let's see, in Las Vegas on April the 27th, AFSP Out of the Darkness Walk. That's happening in Las Vegas on the April the 27th. If you are in Daytona, they'll be at Rockville May the 7th through the 12th. Just some information. And then let me tell you about this one. Let me just jump ahead real quick. They're also doing the Move For It 5K. It's a virtual 5K that you can do it from anywhere that you're at. Or if you're in, let's say, the Orlando area, right on the outskirts of Orlando, there's a town called Melbourne, Florida. And they'll be doing a in-person 5K. And that'll be happening on May the 25th as well. So there's a virtual option and there's an in-person option. If you go to Write Love on Her Arms or TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says events, you'll find all of the information right there. That's To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Let's talk real quick about some movies that are coming out today. And let me tell you about the first one I'm going to mention. There's already been some controversy about it. So let's talk. It's called Civil War. It's rated R as a journey across a dystopian future America, following the team of military embedded journalists, as well as they race to reach D.C. before the rebel faction descends upon the White House. So that's coming out today, or came out today. Also, Sting rated R after raising an unnervingly talented spider in secret. 12-year-old Charlotte must fight for her family to survive once the charming creature transforms into a giant flesh-eating monster. That comes out today. And also, Don't Tell My Mom the Babysitter's Dead. This version of it is rated R. Tonya finds her summer plans are canceled when her mom jets off at the last moment retreat, and the elderly babysitter who arrives at the door unexpectedly passes away. So there you go. That's a remake movie. Just for information purposes, that's all coming out today. So let's talk real quick about some other things. cat naps versus dog naps. Should we talk about this? Is this even an important thing? Let's do it anyways. There's nothing nicer than drifting off to sleep with a purring cat nestled against your feet, right? Well, yes, there is. But sleeping with a dog, bad idea. According to researchers published in scientific reports, sleeping with a dog in the same room could negatively affect your sleep quality. Scientists have asked more than 1,500 people to complete a questionnaire assessing their sleep habits. Overall, about half of the participants reported sleeping in the same room with the pets for at least part of the night. Results show that they who co-slept with pets had poorer sleep quality and more insomnia symptoms than those who did not. But when they drilled down to the deeper into the results, they found evidence for a negative effect on sleep when co-sleeping with dogs, but no evidence for a negative effect on sleeping with, or co-sleeping with cats. I think there's so many wordplays here that we can talk to. So believe me, if you have to, if you had a happy puppy like ours, you know that you're going to sleep a lot better when it's where you can keep your eye on it. And the other side is that this study is brought to you by the International Organization of Cats, who have figured out how to fill out an online survey. I mean, just think about it. Just think about it. Here's the thing. I, at one particular point, slept with a pet of mine. But this dog was monstrous, and most of the time it would knock my wife or me, you know, partially off the bed because this thing weighed about 70, 80 pounds because this dog was huge. So I just got to the point that I was like, this is probably not a good thing for me to hang around, but that's just my thing. I don't know about you. I mean, you do your own pet thing. Whatever you want to do. Okay, so let's talk about, did you know the intimacy ban that had been in place for 2020 Tokyo Olympics has been lifted for the 2024 Paris Olympics, and the Olympic Village, where the athlete stays, will be stocked with over 300,000 condoms. That's right, 300,000 condoms for 14,250 athletes who will be there for 17 days. You do the math and remember that one condom is generally shared by two participants. So think about that. 300,000. So I thought it was the Olympic Games. What exactly are they competing for? Because that sounds really weird.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on in that particular side of the woods. Anyways, with that being said, it is about 52 minutes past the top of the hour. So why don't we go ahead and do this, and let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what is going on with the Motivation Minute, because that's important. Seriously.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Sarah. Ingrid Bergman said, "Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get." I love this. I was recently at a comedy event where I was introduced as the happiest guy I know. But let me tell you something. I have my own bad days. Trust me. But my regular mode is happy. It's not because I always get what I want, but I do always appreciate what I have. I even changed the way I pray. I used to ask God for things. Instead, I thank God for the things I have. I try to start and end every day with a thankful heart. It's amazing how that simple thing has changed so much in my life. Go ahead, try it for yourself. See if it works. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. The Apostle Paul endured hardship and persecution on a scale few others have ever experienced, yet he never wavered. He declared, "I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." I started to say he was fearlessly obedient, but I doubt that was the case. No one faces brutal beatings and stoning without fear, not even Paul. I think it would be more accurate to say he was obedient despite his fears. That is, he never let fear control him. Lord Jesus, Help us to be obedient, whatever the risk. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. Let's take a look around at some things that happened back on this day. Back in 1999, President Bill Clinton is cited for contempt of court for giving intentional false statement in a sexual harassment civil lawsuit. The suit brought against Paula Jones had previously been thrown out, but then was reinstated after Clinton admitted that to having an affair with the White House intern Monica Lewinsky. The live reference in the famous one, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." That happened back in 1999. If we're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, let's talk about this. Jenna Johnson turns 30. Jesse James Decker turns 36. Brendan Urie, 37. Claire Danes turns 45. Jennifer Morrison, 45 as well. Christine Maher turns 51. Shannon Doherty turns 53. Andy Garcia turns 68. David Letterman turns 77. And Ed O'Neill turned 78 today. If we're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, Day of Silence, I guess I already messed that one up. International Day of Human Space Flight. National 412 Day. What? National 412's Day. I don't know what that means. National Only Child Day. World Hamster Day. National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. National Big Wind Day. National Licorice Day. Don't do that one. Death Fast Day and Walk on the Wild Side Day. I guess we'll be playing some Motley Crue here in a bit. So there you go. That's what's going on in regards of dates. If you need a random joke for the water cooler, you shouldn't need the random joke for the water cooler. You should just need the random joke. Here's the random joke. My grief counselor died. He was so good, I don't even care. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the worst possible thing you could say when you get pulled over? How long have you been following me? That would probably be it. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 20% of at-home workers do this during their workday. What is it? Play video games. Really? I didn't know that. That's new to me. So there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over directly to Radio Big, exclusively, I should say. And I'll be hanging out over there talking about the world of music and entertainment. If you want to come over there and hang out and take a listen to what the hell we have going on. If that's not the case, you can hang out over here and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. So that is some options for you as you can do that. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. If I can't give you a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. It's Friday. Make sure that today is so awesome that yesterday gets jealous. Think about that, because that is always important. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
you going?